feels nice. I love it when you play with my hair. It makes me sleepy. You don't mind if I close my eyes, huh? I'm still awake, I promise. Just resting. Last night, I dreamt that I was trapped in an abbey. I spent most of my time in the courtyard. It was a large square garden with little paths going in and out of it, a fountain in the center, and it always smelt like spring there. An eerie sort of spring, eternal. The courtyard was surrounded on its four sides by these little pathways that led to lots of different parts of the abbey. I would sit on a bench and watch the nuns go in and out all day. Sometimes I would try to talk to them, but they would always just ignore me. Eventually, I realized that I was invisible, some sort of ghost or something. There was a cat, though, and he would follow me around everywhere. He was my reminder that I still existed. I spent most of my days just laying in the sunshine petting him. He was one of those silky black cats with green eyes. Classic. Some days, I would try to go into the abbey, mainly either the chapel or the library, but I felt very unwelcome there. I was still invisible, but it was like the very air there just didn't want me. There was more pressure in those rooms. It was like gravity was pulling me back out to the courtyard. But I would go in anyway, and I would steal books whenever I went to the library. I've never really actually read in any dreams except for this one. I always thought that was really cool. The books there weren't very interesting, though. It was mostly philosophy, theology, and lots of records, I remember. I don't think nun records are like a real thing, but that's what they were in my dream. They were more interesting than the other books because they told a story. I learned about all the nuns that stayed at the abbey. I learned their names, and I started to be able to identify them whenever they would walk back and forth around the courtyard. I would always wonder how the young girl in the records, fresh into nunhood, so excited, how she would turn into who she was today. All of the books and the records that I had stolen started to pile up eventually. My cat, I think I actually named him Thomas. He liked to climb up the stacks and perch at the top, and I would read out loud to him like that sometimes. I lost track of time that way. The sun never went down. The clouds were perfectly shady. There was a nice breeze. I never felt hunger or thirst. It was my own Eden. The only time I ever really felt sadness was when I went into the chapel. I felt completely empty there. It was like a reminder that I was dead. And according to the stained glass on the walls and the Bibles on the seats, I should be in heaven right now with God, with someone, not just this constant loneliness. It made me wonder why I wasn't in heaven. There was no doubt for its existence, but I wondered about my own. Things with souls go to heaven, so maybe I didn't have one. I didn't know what that implied about me. I didn't know what to make of the fact that I had a body. I had thoughts and feelings, but either I didn't have a soul or I had taken a wrong turn somewhere after death. Eventually, gravity would pull me back out into the courtyard, and I could disappear into my paradise for a while. At some point, I noticed that the plants around me were dying. Thomas was getting anxious, and the nuns, I didn't see them quite as often. So I decided to start gardening. I don't know how I thought that would help, but it seemed like the right thing to do. So I started planting the books that I had stolen. I would dig up all the dead plants and then make a new little hole to place the book in. I watered them using water from the fountain, and then after a while I had brought life back into the garden again. I realized then that the nuns were all connected to one of the flowers. However strange that sounds, it was like a metaphor for their life. Whenever they died, their flower would die, and whenever I planted a new one, a new nun would join their order. Time seemed to move quickly in that place, or maybe I was just moving very slowly, but I went through generations and generations of that cycle. I had started out as a lost soul at the Abbey, but I became its guardian, both me and Thomas. I stopped caring so much about the existence of my soul because I knew that whether or not I had one, I did have a purpose. A purpose to protect this place forever. Baby. I'm so tired. Let me dream some more. I love dreaming when I'm all snuggled close against you like this, with my head on your chest, your hands running through my hair. It makes the best dreams.